At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's other side of the glass. Anything you want to hear? Favorite woman, artist, band, etc., etc. Get your request, plaza for text sign, and Nolan got you handled. And we'll roll through that throughout the course of the next 3 hours. Orioles against the Red Sox, Game 3. We'll get into that as the show rolls on. Kyle Bradish, outstanding in his first start in 14 months. But 53-man Ravens roster set yesterday, at least as we see it today. Will it change by September 7th? Here to talk about that and more from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Childs Walker. Childs, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning. Feeling good. I just pulled into the complex. We're talking to DaCosta in a few minutes here, so ready to go.
Let's do it. I can't wait to hear Eric DaCosta, what he has to say when we play for our listeners later in the show. But what's more surprising to you? Three undrafted free agents made the team, or that Jalen Armour-Davis didn't?
Yeah, I think Jalen Armour-Davis was definitely the biggest surprise of the late afternoon and early evening yesterday. I know that when I talked to you guys a few weeks ago, we were going as far as talking about, you know, would they hold him out of the last preseason game because he seemed like he had become so important with some of the injuries that they had and, you know, some of the durability concerns about their starting cornerbacks. He seemed like a guy that you would be comfortable, you know, sort of plugging in on the outside, even though he's had his own injury woes over the years. So, I mean, he was a guy that I think most of us had basically locked into the 53. So that was certainly the biggest upset. I mean, you know, I guess you could say the total of three undrafted guys is surprising. I don't know that any of those guys individually ended up being all that surprising. I mean, you know, I think Lowry probably made it even a week or two ago. I mean, he had put himself in very strong position. You know, Higgins had been so good over the course of the preseason. And then Keon Martin made that huge final push, and they've put such an emphasis on takeaways, you know, with how they talk about their defense this year. And I mean, when they gave him the opportunities, he took the ball away from the other team. And so, I mean, he just sort of made that big push at the end. And I mean, you know, when you really look at the philosophy they've preached all summer, the guys they pick kind of fit that philosophy.
Yeah. The only thing I would say with Keon Martin, Childs, is he's so small, you know, height wise.
Yeah.
And the receivers in the division, that's a mismatch if he has to cover any of them.
Yeah, no, it's no doubt it's a fair question. I mean, Chuck Pagano yesterday sort of jokingly said when he walks in the building, he looks more like the IT guy than like a guy who's competing for a spot on the team. He's just small. He's probably not even 170 pounds, you know, 5'9". So it's a concern. And, you know, I guess that's the one point where I would wonder about not keeping Armour Davis, because he is a guy where if you had to throw him on the outside to match up with one of those big receivers, mm-hmm. you wouldn't feel bad about it. Whereas Keon Martin, I think, is probably more of a slot guy, you know, a guy who's going to make plays near the line of scrimmage and in the middle of the field. So is it a concern? Sure. But I mean, look, the guy was given an opportunity, he played his butt off, and here he is.
How many of those three are active Sunday when they play Buffalo?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say probably just one of them, if I had to guess. I mean, I think Lowry is active because he's the fourth safety. Higgins, I mean, you know, I guess part of that depends on Hummel's, you know, health situation. I mean, John Harbaugh has indicated he thinks he'll be ready for week one. He's obviously, they view him as a key special teams player. I guess if he wasn't ready for some reason, then obviously Higgins would be active. And Higgins is going to have to get himself active by being, you know, a special teams contributor at first. I mean, I wrote the other day, I mean, he's probably going to have to sort of take the path that Zach Orr took way back in the day, where, you know, you play a lot of special teams your first 2 years, and, you know, maybe over that time you convince the team that you could be a starting linebacker. But right now, I'd say the over-under is probably 1.5, and I would take the under on week one.
Now, Childs, any concern about the experience of the inside linebackers other than Roquan?
I wouldn't say that's a big concern. I mean, first of all, and we've talked about this, I've written about it throughout the preseason. I mean, I don't know how much you're going to see two inside linebackers on the field. I mean, right. John Harbaugh has talked about that. I mean, you know, I don't know how much base defense we're going to see. So you have that. And, you know, you can't say that Trenton Simpson is inexperienced at this point. I mean, you know, he played a lot last year. I mean, the results were obviously mixed, and, you know, he saw his playing time go down over the course of the year. That wasn't great. They've liked some of the stuff he's done this summer. But, I mean, it's not like you don't know what you have in him at all. So, I mean, would you love to have a second linebacker that you feel comfortable playing, you know, 70% of the steps if you needed to? Sure. But I don't see that as ultimately a huge drawback for this defense.
I tell you, the guy who made, you know, hay over the last – since the preseason start, Corey Bullock, you know, to me, he went from, damn, who's 67 starting at center? And then when you watch him and then you watch all the games – in my mind, he's their sixth lineman.
Yeah, I hear you, Vinny. I mean, he did. I mean, I don't even think that people would have said he was a bubble guy going into camp.
No.
But I would say by the second preseason game, you just sort of had him on the team. I mean, because he was not only did you see the pattern of the way they were using him in the preseason games, obviously starting him and then giving him first team reps during the week, but I mean, you said it. He just outplayed the other guys. I mean, and you know, I thought his pass blocking held up really nicely over the last few preseason games. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, in the Washington game and the previous week in Dallas. I mean, the interior guys were just not having any luck, sort of, you know, getting push against him. I think he's been very sturdy, and you know, you could feel reasonably comfortable throwing him in at center or guard.
Yep. Now, Bob asked me earlier, Childs, and to me, there's got to be a concern going into the Buffalo game, rookie kicker, rookie punt returner. How nervous does that make you feel?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, with Loop especially, until he's thrown into a big spot where he has to make a kick late in the game against a good team, and you said it, that could happen as early as week one, that's going to be in the corner of your mind. You're not going to know. I mean, I think we know he has the talent. We saw it. I mean, he made the 61-yarder in Washington. That would have been tied for the second longest kick of Justin Tucker's career. So, I mean, the leg talent is no doubt about it. But he did miss some kicks over the course of camp in the preseason. So you wonder about the consistency a little bit. I actually have a long story coming out about how they sort of found him and have developed him. And I know he is very confident, and the people around him, you know, meaning Randy Brown and the other guys in the kicking unit are extremely confident that he's a process-oriented guy, that he's put in every bit of work that he needs to, that'll hold up when he's in those pressure moments. But until you see it, is it a little bit of a worry? Yeah. I mean, as far as Wester, I mean, he seems very confident catching the ball. I mean, mm-hmm. I think, you know, he had the big return in the first game, but, you know, in some ways the other return was just as impressive, where he ran up with no hesitation and caught that ball and made a play. I mean, he just seems to be oozing confidence back there. So, I mean, I feel pretty good about him. Also feel good about Loop, but, I mean, you know, again, he's in a real pressure spot, and, you know, he's got to do it.
Giles Walker, Baltimore Banner, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens 53 is set for now, at least. September 7th looms, the season opener against the Buffalo Bills playoff rematch from last January. All right, get a prediction in for you, because we got plenty of time to do these over the next 10 days plus. Who will lead the Ravens in sacks? Giles Walker.
Lead the Ravens in sacks. I'm going to go with a boring choice. I'm going to go with Owe, just because, I just think he's going to be on the field more than the other guys. I do think he's an ascending player. I don't think he's going to get 18 sacks or anything, but also a big year for him, contract year. He's more powerfully built than ever. So I think there's a good chance he gets to double digits. Whereas, you know, Van Noy is older. You don't know how many snaps he's going to play. And as much as I like Mike Green, you know, I still think, you know, he's not going to play enough to easily get up to that double digit total. So,
Childs, can you see, I said Malachi Stark 6+ interceptions, and I said Mike Green 8+ sacks.
So you're taking the over on both of those.
I think that Malachi Stark leads them in interceptions, and I think Mike Green will have at least eight sacks.
I think there's a really good chance that Strux leads them in interceptions. I agree with that, especially based on not just the player, but the way he's going to be used. I think I'd still take the slight under on both of those, but not because I have any doubts about either of those guys. I think they've been really impressive.
Childs, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Well, I told you I got that kicking story coming out the next few days. I mean, you know, we're still plenty going on with the Orioles. So, you know, all your Orioles and Ravens needs over the next few weeks.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Childs, always appreciate the time. Have fun with Eric DaCosta today.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There it is. Eric DaCosta was supposed to meet at 5:30, pushed up to 12. So we'll hopefully have some of that coming your way when we get to NFL lunch. We'll come back. It's the whip around. Stick around for that. Talk about what happening in the world sports last night. Got college football really getting into it big time this weekend. Jeff Urban, MDSports.com. Talk about Maryland and their college football prospects for 2025.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.